In this week's market update, stocks are relaxed despite chaos on the forecourts. Oil prices spike. EasyJet looks for extra cash as Bitcoin wobbles on China ban. The panic at UK petrol stations has not yet spread to financial markets, with stocks posting modest gains as the week got underway. Britain's supply chain problems could not derail the recovery from last week's stock market wobble, with the FTSE 100 rising sharply on opening today before setting back to sit just 0.2% higher at lunchtime on Monday. There was a similar rise for the Euro Stoxx 50, up 0.4%, while the Hang Seng was broadly level and the Dow in the US was predicted to rise as well. The positive mood for shares seemed at odds with the gloomy news in the energy markets. The price of oil has hit a two-month high as various metrics spiked. US inventories have dropped to the lowest level since 2018 and shipping costs for oil have jumped to a 13-year high. It only adds to a complicated picture for energy prices. The consensus appears to be that a drawback in energy investment during the pandemic, when demand dipped, has left the market undersupplied as the world slowly gets back to normal. There may also be political considerations for the market to contend with this week, as US lawmakers argue over an infrastructure spending package and a renewal of the debt ceiling. Congress must pass a new budget by the end of September to avoid a shutdown, and lawmakers must also figure out a way to increase or suspend the debt ceiling in October before a US default on its debt for the first time. The other international news this week includes the result of German elections, where the Social Democratic Party gained power in a narrow election, pushing out the Christian Democrat Party of outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel. While that would have once signalled greater instability in Germany and potentially the markets as well, the change appears priced in and the response so far has been muted. In company news this week, investors in EasyJet must decide whether to agree a rights issue that was announced earlier this month. The airline has suffered, of course, during the pandemic and debt has risen significantly, but the £1.2 billion cash injection was higher than the market expected and investors will need convincing that EasyJet has a pressing need for the money. Elsewhere, cryptocurrency prices have suffered a rocky few days after the Chinese government announced further restrictions on crypto activity in the country. In coordinated action, 10 Chinese government bodies, including the central bank, said overseas crypto exchanges were barred from providing services to mainland investors via the internet. The news saw the price of Bitcoin tumble 8%, but prices have recovered some of that ground since. And finally, the economic calendar this week is relatively quiet, but does include house price data from the Office for National Statistics and Nationwide, as well as consumer confidence figures from the US, France and Germany. That's it for this week's update. See you next week.
Please be aware the value of investments and the income from them can go down as well as up, so you may not get back what you invest. This information does not constitute investment advice and should not be used as the basis for any investment decision, nor should it be treated as a recommendation for any investment. Investors should also note that the views expressed may longer be current and may have already been acted upon. Reference to specific securities should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell these securities and is included for the purposes of illustration only. Fidelity Personal Investing does not give personal recommendations. If you are unsure about the suitability of an investment, you should speak to an authorised financial advisor. This podcast may not be reproduced or circulated without prior permission. It is meant for UK residents and does not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction in which it may be unlawful to make such an offer or solicitation. No statements or representations made in this podcast are legally binding on Fidelity or the recipient. Issued by Financial Administration Services Limited, authorised and regulated in the UK by the Financial Conduct Authority. Fidelity, Fidelity International, the Fidelity International logo and F symbol are trademarks of FIL Limited.